Recorded Books presents A Christmas Resolution by Anne Perry, narrated by Jenny Sterling. Celia approached the vicar, who stood alone for a few moments in the shadow of the rounded arch above the doorway, sheltered from the rising wind. She wanted to say something about the excellence of his sermon beyond the usual "well done," which covered anything and nothing. "That really was beautiful. You made me hear it again as good news," she said with a smile. "I know the message is familiar, but the weight of meaning behind it felt new. You must know that." She knew that he did not. As always at church, everyone was dressed in their Sunday best, women with bonnets and touches of fur, men with hats in their hands, the wealthier of them with rich astrakhan collars to match. And, of course, gloves. Everyone wore gloves. The cold winds blowing up off the Thames seemed to go straight through the layers of even the most expensive winter clothes. But at this moment, the departing congregation were all too spellbound by the vicar to feel the cold, as was Celia. Normally, the Reverend Arthur Robertson was not a very enthusiastic speaker. He was pleasant enough to look at, mild-mannered, with an abundance of grey hair, although he was little over 50. His voice was clear and well-modulated, and he could sing with power. Usually his sermons were competent, but not much more. However, today he spoke with an unaccustomed passion. Music filled his voice, and his face was alight with the strength of his emotions.